Ezekiel 46. The burnt offering that the prince shall offer to Yahweh shall be on the Sabbath day 6 lambs without blemish. Well, as I've said before, this is all describing a situation that could have happened when the exiles returned from Persia to re-establish God's kingdom. But the prince is offering offerings, and he must be careful to offer lambs without blemish. So there's going to be blemished lambs around at this time, and he's going to offer these sacrifices. And then we read on that the people also are to offer sacrifices, and they are to keep the appointed feasts in the way that's commanded here. And then we read about how the prince is to arrange his inheritance. That is, that after he dies, his sons, we read in verse 16 and 17, and his servants may receive something from him. And there's commands about how that should be dealt with. So very clearly, this is talking not about the kingdom of God, because in the kingdom of God, there won't be death. When Jesus died on the cross, he was the final sacrifice. There won't be ever again any need for sacrifice, because Jesus has made that one sacrifice for all time. And there won't be animals without blemish, with blemish, because all this is something that arose from the situation that came about in the Garden of Eden, and that will be no more. That curse that was put on things will not be any more. So this is fantastic detail about what could have been when the exiles returned. But of course, most of them chose to stay in Persia, and those who did return were not very zealous. They're pretty half-hearted about it all. Haggai laments that you dwell in your fancy houses whilst God's house lies desolate. So you wonder why we've got all these detailed commandments that were never fulfilled. And I think the point of it all is that this is the huge potential. This is what could have been, and they wasted it. And we need to learn that lesson, because likewise, God has set up huge potentials for us. You could perhaps run a soup kitchen and bring many people to Jesus. You could perhaps have an amazing music ministry in the work of the gospel. You could write an app or a program or a book or make a series of video presentations that brings so many people to Jesus. You could take the gospel to some area where the gospel has not been heard, in some remote part of this earth. You could bring your neighbor who lives next door in the flat next door. You could bring her to know Jesus and to live forever in God's kingdom. Maybe these potentials are all set up in very great detail by God. There were good works prepared for us to do from the foundation of the world, Paul says in Ephesians. But we can waste all that potential because we can be like Israel were, like the Jews were at this time, just caught up with the immediate, caught up with the soft life and all that was going on so interesting in their lives, in their secular lives there in Persia. And all this won't come true because, well, we can't be bothered because we don't have a greater vision. And that's why I think we have all this here in such detail to make us ask ourselves the question, well, why is all this in such detail? Yeah, well, that's the answer. Because so much was set up in potential to the finest little detail, but they didn't want it.